Today is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. Wind damage will be the greatest threat. I'll show you the timeline.
And breaking at 6, we have a crash that has closed westbound I-40 near Wade Avenue. I'll show you the alternate route to save you some time.
And we are live from Falls Lake this morning, where officials recovered the body of a missing man here out on the water late last night. The urgent message from officials right now.
And donating blood is now more inclusive. The changes that go into effect today at American Red Cross donation centers across our state. It is 6 o'clock on your Monday morning. A lot to tell you about on this WRL Weather Alert Day as we're back with you. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you along here. A level 3 out of 5 risk for severe weather gets into a serious territory for us. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Also, the heat advisory on the way. A lot going on today.
Yeah, it's a big day. That's why it's a WRL Weather Alert Day. An unusual setup with a cold front coming through in early August. It will bring us a good chance for wind damage. Straight line winds, which can often do as much damage as tornadoes can. So we could see a few isolated tornadoes as well. Let's walk you through the timeline. We're starting off this morning with a little bit of cloud cover. But for the most part, we're seeing clear skies that will allow us to really heat up. It's very humid. There's lots of moisture in the atmosphere out there right now. We start to see some of the storms approaching Person County by around 5 o'clock. We push it ahead. This is going to be a fairly fast-moving line of storms. At 6 o'clock, we're looking at South Hill down toward Durham. At 7 o'clock, it's moving right across the Triangle area from Raleigh down toward Southern Pine, stretching all the way up toward Roanoke Rapids. Remember, with these storms, it's the leading edge of this that where is the area that we're most likely to see the severe storm. So what you're looking for is that leading edge and the timeline for that coming through your area. 8 o'clock around Rocky Mount, Goldsboro down toward Clinton and Fayetteville. Still some heavy rain behind that and the potential for some strong winds, but it's typically that first edge, that leading edge that brings us the strongest and most damaging winds. It's out of here by 9 or 10 o'clock. Heat advisory. Before the storms develop, our temperature will climb to 97 in the triangle. It'll feel like 105 to 107. That heat advisory in effect for almost all of our counties. A little bit of cloud cover in Durham. Most of us are seeing clear skies right now. 74 is our temperature, 72 is the dew point, so it's a very warm start. We'll hit 90 by lunchtime, and at that point, it will already feel like 100. At 5 o'clock, it'll be 97, but feeling like 107. And then after that, the focus will be on the thunderstorms. We'll talk more about that timeline coming up, Brian.
It is 6:02 right now. We are following breaking news on the west side of Raleigh. A serious crash apparently involving a pedestrian has closed I-40 westbound right there at the Wade Avenue interchange. This is looking from the Trinity Road Bridge toward Wade Avenue. All the westbound traffic is being diverted onto the inbound side of Wade Avenue and then turning around at Edwards Mill Road. We are seeing huge delays through that area. Raleigh police say that they do have a person that was seriously injured in this crash, and it's likely this is going to affect the morning commute for quite a while. I want to zoom into that area and show you an alternate route that should save you about 20 minutes this morning. If you're coming in from the south side of Raleigh, take 440 eastbound out to Wade Avenue, and then from there you can join 40 westbound on the other side of that crash. Sky 5 is going to be headed out to the scene there. And also Kelsey Coffee is on the way. Another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Thanks, Brian. There's an urgent reminder about water safety after two separate drownings and several other rescues in just one day. New this morning, crews recovered the body of a missing boater from Falls Lake last night. WRL's Laura Levine is live at Falls Lake right now with what to keep in mind while visiting our lakes and rivers in our area. Laura.
Jeff, well, this is where crews were staged last night for several hours working to find that missing person. Officials with the Northern Wake Fire Department, well, they have a very strong message for the community right now after some scary moments here, saying that life jackets are lifesavers, pleading for people to use them when out on the water. The Northern Wake Fire Department was called to Falls Lake just before 5:30 p.m. for a reported drowning. A canoe with three men tipped over and they fell in the lake. Two of the three men were recovered by a private boat, but one person was still missing. A massive search was underway where the missing man was later recovered around 10 o'clock last night. This comes less than a month after another drowning following a boat crash here. A spokesperson with Northern Wake is urging people to take all safety precautions when out on the water.
This thing can occur, and it does, unfortunately, too often because a lot of people just are unprepared.
A group of three other people were also injured here out on the water. They were taken to a local hospital, but it's unclear how they were hurt at this time. As far as the identity of the person who was recovered late last night, that hasn't been released yet, but we do know that he was a 35-year-old Hispanic man. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Wake Forest.
There was also a drowning on Lake Jordan yesterday afternoon. Chatham County Sheriff's Office says the man was boating and swimming with friends. Deputies say he was near his boat off the area of Poe's Ridge Boat Ramp when others lost sight of him. His name has not been released.
Part of Lynn Road in Raleigh was closed for a while last night after a crash involving a state highway patrol trooper. It happened at the intersection of Lynn and Creedmoor Roads. The trooper was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. An SUV also involved in the crash had a shattered windshield and airbags activated, but nobody was hurt. Part of Lynn Road was shut down for about an hour. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Donating blood is now more inclusive for the LGBTQ community. Starting today, the American Red Cross will start accepting blood donations from all donors, regardless of gender or sexual orientation. The FDA updated its eligibility requirements earlier this year. State health leaders and Governor Cooper will roll up their sleeves and donate today. If you want to give blood today, you can register at redcrossblood.org and use the code DONATENC.
Time's running out for former President Donald Trump's legal team. Today's the deadline for his lawyers to respond to a request from the Justice Department that could force Trump to stay silent following his third indictment. Special Counsel Jack Smith wants to block Trump from commenting publicly on this latest case against him. Trump faces four more charges accusing him of trying to overturn the 2020 election. He's pleaded not guilty to the charges. Prosecutors believe Trump could use evidence to have a chilling effect on witnesses. He posted several times on social media about the case, even suggesting his team will ask the federal judge overseeing the case to recuse herself. One of Trump's attorneys told CNN they plan to reject the request from the DOJ.
And new details this morning show that several people close to the election controversy in Georgia believe an indictment against the former president could come this week. The Fulton County District Attorney, Fani Willis, previously announced a decision would be made before September 1st. A special grand jury has been looking into whether Trump and his allies tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. If indicted there, this would be a state indictment. It would be the most significant of them all, since someone can only be pardoned on federal charges.
Last year, President Biden signed off on expanded coverage for veterans exposed to toxic substances. Now the clock is ticking to apply for backdated benefits. People who haven't yet signed up are encouraged to do this by Wednesday to receive those benefits. That'll be part of a discussion today at the Durham VA Medical Clinic. Congresswoman Deborah Ross is hosting a panel discussion with other leaders to highlight new benefits and encourage local veterans to apply for those benefits while they still can. This is happening this morning at 10:25.
A person is dead this morning following a hazmat situation at a Fayetteville gas station. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker from Sunday afternoon on Bragg Boulevard. Fayetteville police say they responded to the Valero gas station. And during their investigation, they found an unconscious man inside a car. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Investigators tell us two people who had contact with the car and the man showed symptoms of exposure and they had to go to the hospital. We're told they are stable. Emergency crews conducted an investigation. They cleared the area a short time later. The Mega Millions jackpot is now an estimated $1.55 billion. This is the largest ever in the game's history. If you win, you could instantly take home a whopping $757 million. The next drawing is tomorrow night. You can watch it live here on WREL right before our 11 p.m. news.
Coming up on 610 on a Monday right now, a supermarket chain wants to encourage more people to use self-checkout stations.
Just like any technology, you know, self-checkout, there are growing pains.
And coming up, how customers are responding to the change as stores move away from having employees ring up your items.
And Simone Biles makes a triumphant return to competitive gymnastics. What she's saying about the possibility of competing in the 2024 Olympics. And today is a WREL weather alert day. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. A cold front will come through this evening, and I'll show you what time the leading edge of those strong winds will arrive where you are.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12, and of course, today is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. The timeline on this is going to be between 5 p.m., starting in our western counties, sliding all the way through until around 9 p.m. in our eastern counties. But I'll walk you through that with Futurecast in just a minute. That's not all. Before the storms arrive, it will be a very hot afternoon, a high of 97. We have a heat advisory that starts at 11 a.m. It'll feel like 107 this afternoon. So just take it easy in the heat this afternoon, and then make sure that you have your WRAL Weather Alert app loaded and set to alerts, and then turn on the TV when those alerts begin. We do have a little cloud cover around Wilson and Durham. Skies are mostly clear in Fayetteville. Temperatures are in the low to mid 70s now.
6:13, still following this breaking news over on the west side of Raleigh. A live look at I-40 westbound closed right there at the Wade Avenue interchange. All that westbound traffic's getting diverted onto the inbound side of Wade Avenue, and we're seeing some heavy delays as you come in from 54 in the Chapel Hill Road area out toward Wade. Consider using 440 to Wade Avenue as a good alternate route. That should save you at least 20 minutes this morning.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we continue to track what's happening with World Jamboree. That's the Boy Scouts event that happens every summer. Well, it's happening right now in Busan, South Korea, and an approaching typhoon is just upending all the plans for this two-week event. It started on August 1st. We're getting word that this jamboree started during the worst heat wave that South Korea has ever seen, and now they have to deal with this typhoon. We're also getting word that organizers still plan to move ahead with plans for the jamboree that still has another week left, but evacuations are planned starting tomorrow morning to get all these Boy Scouts out of here and to take them back to the capital city, Seoul. We're getting word that jamboree organizers, even though they're keeping an eye on that typhoon, they still are trying to really move forward with these events. Boy Scouts are coming to this area from 158 countries, including the British and the United States. We'll continue to track it here in the WRAL Live Center.
The search continues this morning for a murder suspect who has been on the run since Friday night. Investigators are looking for 27-year-old Shelby Edwards. He was released from jail with an electronic monitoring device, which he managed to remove before running off. Deputies spent all weekend searching for him. He was last seen in downtown Roanoke Rapids. Edwards is wanted for charges including murder, felony conspiracy, robbery with dangerous weapons, and assault.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has been unable to close the gap with the 2024 GOP presidential nominee frontrunner Donald Trump. Despite his critics, DeSantis tells the Today Show that he is comfortable in his role as the underdog.
I would much rather be underestimated. When they underestimate you, that's when we're able to strike. And, you know, I think that it's been something that when people see that you're willing to show up and work, that is not something that every candidate is willing to do. And we are doing it. We're going to earn the nomination and we're going to get the job done.
And coming up on Today, NBC News, Dasha Burns sits down for this one-on-one exclusive interview with DeSantis.
Senators in Alaska are renewing calls for more military power in the state after U.S. Navy destroyers were dispatched last week. This was after nearly a dozen Chinese and Russian ships were spotted near the Aleutian Islands. 11 military ships from Russia and China were found patrolling the waters. 4 U.S. Navy destroyers were sent to shadow them until they left the area. The patrol never entered U.S. waters, according to officials. It is the latest aggressive maneuver by the Chinese military. After this close call between Chinese and American warships in June in the Taiwan Strait and a Chinese warplane dangerously close to an American military plane in May.
Kroger is testing out an all self-checkout system. The supermarket chain just converted one of its stores to self-checkout only. Walmart and Dollar General are also experimenting with no manned registers. So how are customers responding to the change? Stu Leonard Jr. owns 7 stores in the New York area and says he's noticed a trend.
The younger people embrace it and love to use it more than older people. I don't see much gray hair in the self-checkout line.
So by one estimate, 95% of stores now have some form of self-checkout, so it is unlikely any of them will bag the concept entirely.
A major response from Durham Fire helped save a church from devastation. Take a look at this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This is Greater Walton United Holy Church on Belvin Avenue. 52 firefighters responded to the call Saturday and began battling the fire shortly before 9 p.m. The church was unoccupied at the time of the fire. She is back like she never left. Simone Biles leaves the crowd stunned after her triumphant return to competitive gymnastics. The most decorated gymnast of all time competed over the weekend. So good to see her back following a two-year break. Biles won the top prize at the Core Hydration Classic. The four-time Olympic gold medalist took a step back from the sport to focus on her mental health. We all remember that after the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. Biles says she is in the working steps for Paris 2024. One step at a time, but she looked in great form. And to see the smile on her face again, just awesome. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center to explain the weather concerns for today. We have heat and we also have the potential for severe storms for our entire viewing area.
It's a level two in the east and a level three back to the west, which is a bit unusual. This is something that we would be more likely to see in a typical year during the spring. We have, of course, the battle between colder air and warmer air, and that's what gives us some of these stronger storms. Interestingly enough, this summer we've had several cold fronts move through. Most of the time during the summer, it's just too hot and the storm track stays well to our north. That has not been the case this summer. We've had a number, of course, of days where we've been tracking severe storms, and today will be one of them. The timeline is going to be evening, and straight line winds will be our biggest threat. At the beginning of the loop, you can see there was a tornado watch, several tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings overnight up here in the Midwest. This is the front that will swing through. It will help to redevelop some thunderstorms over the mountains, and then those will come pushing into our area. Let's walk you through the timeline. We do have a little bit of cloud cover showing up in a few spots this morning. Those clouds will dissipate over the next couple of hours, and we'll see a lot of sunshine. It's really going to heat things up, so we'll have a lot of energy in the atmosphere, a lot of moisture in the atmosphere as that front moves through. By 5 o'clock, we're starting to see that line form up back to our west and into Person County. We'll pause it at 6 o'clock, and we're seeing that from South Hill back toward Durham and Hillsboro, Chapel Hill as well. I want to point out that the leading edge of the storms, this line right here, is where we'll see the best chance for wind damage. Those straight line winds can do as much damage as tornadoes, so make sure that you've downloaded your WRAL weather app, set it to alert, and when those alerts go off, turn on the television. At 7 o'clock, we could be seeing this from Franklin County all the way down through Wake County into, say, Southern Pines and Moore County. At 8 o'clock, it's pushing right along the I-95 corridor, Rocky Mount Wilson, Goldsboro, Fayetteville, and then gradually that shifts eastward. And we have some heavy rain behind that leading edge, but it's really all out of here by about 10 or 11. Of course, a very good chance for rain today. Some of that's going to be heavy with those thunderstorms. Dry Tuesday and Wednesday, and back to another chance for some scattered storms on Thursday. Heat advisory for us as well. These storms start fairly late in the day, so we'll have time for temperatures to climb to 97 this afternoon, but feeling more like 107. Our heat advisory begins at 11 and lasts until 7 p.m. We take a look at that heat index forecast. By lunchtime, it'll already feel like 100, so you definitely want to take it easy out there during the afternoon. 91 by tomorrow, 90 on Wednesday. We will see a little bit of a break in our humidity, but not a huge break in the temperature. We're back to normal for the rest of the week and to the weekend. Brian?
All right, 621 right now. Taking a look at breaking news on the west side of Raleigh, that crash on I-40 westbound. We know one person is seriously injured, and all lanes of 40 westbound are closed there at Wade Avenue. Kelsey Coffey just got on the scene. Let's take a look at that live picture from I-40 westbound there at Wade Avenue, and you can see that major response out there. We're going to get a live update from her coming up at 6:30. She's gathering some information right now. We know Raleigh police said that one person was seriously injured in this crash, and this likely is going to be a problem for much of the morning commute. Now, they're on the eastbound side, and you can see that traffic is flowing well on 40 eastbound coming away from Wade Avenue back toward 54, but of course, with that police activity in the median, you do need to move over at least one lane. If you're trying to get out to the airport and 40 westbound this morning, consider using 440 out to Wade Avenue and then take that from the Wade Avenue interchange out to I-40 westbound. That'll put you on the other side of that closure.
Brian, thanks. Model Bella Hadid is speaking out about her battle with Lyme disease. Coming up in What's Trending, the message of hope she has for fans struggling with health issues.
Plus, calling all monster hunters. We'll tell you about an opportunity to be part of the search for the Loch Ness Monster. And a live look right now at your NC Education lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Bella Hadid has shared a new update on her years-long battle with Lyme disease.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Monday morning, Brian.
The 26-year-old model was first diagnosed with the illness back in 2013. Yesterday, she posted to Instagram that she is not giving up as she continues to improve her health. She says that going through treatment shaped who she is today, and she told all of her fans who are dealing with health struggles to remember that their situation will improve.
And talk about peeling back the curtain, just posting these pictures as she went through treatment. But she says she is feeling much better and she wouldn't change a thing because all of her struggles have made her who she is today.
Lyme disease debilitating in a lot of different ways, Brian.
Yeah, a lot of people dealing with that. The possible cage fight between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg might be live streamed on X, the site formerly known as Twitter. Musk posted that update to social media yesterday, and he says that all proceeds from the fight would go to a charity for veterans. Meanwhile, Zuckerberg responded on his Threads account saying, quote, shouldn't we use a more reliable platform that can actually raise money for charity?
Ooh. Well, the punches have already been thrown. So Zuckerberg put out August 26th as a potential date. He said he's not holding his breath that this is going to happen because Musk, you know, has been talking a big game, but also said that he might need surgery for some neck and back issues that he has before the fight could happen. Is there any chance they could just both knock each other out?
That would be something.
Right there.
The two men just have so much money and so much time. We'll see if that happens.
A lot of time on their hands, apparently.
Yeah. Exactly.
Musk might have seen him with his shirt off, I think. Zuckerberg's pretty fit. I don't know. Brian, thank you. There is a call out this morning to find monster hunters. Monster hunters from around the world will be in Scotland for what's being called the largest search for the Loch Ness Monster since the 1970s. Drones will be used to produce thermal images of the lake as crews search for the fabled Nessie. The search will happen the weekend of August 26th. Volunteers will be asked to keep an eye out for any breaks or other movements in the water. The Loch Ness Monster was first reported in 1933 by a hotel manager. Said he saw a water beast in the loch, and that sparked a worldwide fascination with finding the monster.
Today is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms across our area. These are likely to move through during the evening commute through the evening hours. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
All westbound lanes of I-40 are closed at Wade Avenue after a crash left one person with serious injuries. Coming up, I'll explain how this can impact your morning commute. Several water rescues and the body of a missing boater recovered here at Falls Lake. Right now, we're sharing the urgent message from officials to the community.